Dowsing can improve all areas of your life. Whatever you do, dowsing can help you to do it better. I'll be showing you just a few of the infinite ways that you can really use dowsing in helpful ways in your everyday life, showing you how to access this divine database to bless and uplift yourself in every way. First off, just for the basics, we can obtain accurate yes and no answers. I like the part about accurate because in decision making, a lot of times we're wavering or waffling. Is it this? Is it that? I'm not sure. This will help you to get that clarity that you're looking for. We can remove and clear out energies that are detrimental or noxious to us. That's an exciting one too. I like to be able to take action and do something about it, not just say, oh yeah, you got a bad problem over there. And then they leave you sitting with the bad problem. No, we're going to actually do something about it. You can send and bring in energy. By that, I mean, if you wanted to bless someone and send the energy in advance, because we're transcending all time and space with this. Time and space is irrelevant when we use dowsing. The divine database, the universal mind, covers all time and space. So we'll be able to access information and work with it, past, present, and future. Yes, everything takes place in the now, but we're not limited to the now. I have a story I like to tell when I was trying to understand this thing about everything is in the now and you can work with it in the now. And what is this stuff about? Do we really have other lifetimes? And how do we correct things in the now if it happens some other time or place? I was sitting at this intersection in Phoenix where the railroad track comes in and a lot of different roads come in. It's like this huge monster-sized intersection. I was going to work at the time and wasn't real pleased that I got stuck with a front row seat, you might add, at the waiting when the railroad crossing bars came down and the lights are flashing. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Because I know at this intersection, it can take 10 or 15 minutes if there's a big train. So that makes a big difference in your commuting time. So I said, okay, I have to work on my thinking. I'm not going to have a bad attitude. I'm going to have a good attitude here. And instead of doing the usual mumble, why does it have to be this way when I'm in a hurry? I said, no, I'm going to sit here and work with the angels, and I'm going to ask them to show me something that will give me an understanding of what I'm working on my spiritual growth right now. I got that they were more than happy to work with me. They loved it. You just have to ask them. So I'm sitting there in my front row seat at the train track. It's got all kinds of freight cars. But even though they're freight cars, as I'm looking at it, in my mind, it's being transformed into passenger cars. And each one of those cars is a different scene or scenario. One, there was a bar scene. A whole bunch of people around a bar partying, drinking, laughing, celebrating something. And the next one I was seeing like a beach scene. And the next one I'm seeing people out in the forest, hiking, walking. There's different plays going on. And I could say, maybe these are different lifetimes. And they're saying, yes, that's the idea. These are different lifetimes in different places, but they're all going down the train track at the same time. So that's how I was having trouble understanding how can past, present, and future be happening in the now? Well, if you think about the train and each one of those cars, they're in a little different sequence, but they're all going down the track at the same time. And they're all going to a certain destination. So I started saying, okay, with that concept, then ones in the front might be future lives. And maybe this one where I'm looking right here in the middle, maybe that's this one I'm in right now. And maybe this other one back here is a past life. So I'm like, okay, I could be okay with that concept. Then I'm in my mind's eye again, seeing the one car with the bar scene rocking and rolling. Boy, oh boy, it's shaking. They're having a brawl. They're busting the chairs over the bar and over each other. And they're really having a rip-roaring, drunken brawl. The whole car's shaking, but it's really not affecting the movement of the train. It's only affecting what's going on in that car. They were destroying the environment that they were in, but it wasn't really affecting the movement of the entire train, only that car. And this, again, is in my mind's eye. It's not happening to the physical train that's there. I'm seeing this other one where there's like something wrong down at the axle or the wheel area. It's getting worse and it's making noise. The whole car is shaking. And finally, it gets so bad that it causes it to derail, come off the track. It makes the whole train come to a screeching halt. And until we get that fixed and all hands on deck, the other ones aren't moving forward either. With the concept of the axle or the train coming off the track or getting derailed, that can happen in our lifetimes as well. And we may have a lifetime where that's happening. And it totally brings the entire train to a screeching halt. And you have to have all hands on deck, focused attention right there, and then everything moves forward. And I really believe that that can be the case, whether it's a past life, a present, or a future. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on and why we're being affected in such a way in our life. Like, what's bringing this on? What did I do to cause this? Or how did I create that in my life? It could well be that you didn't in this lifetime, that it's something that's created in another time and place. With dowsing, we can transcend time and space and check into that divine database of the universal mind. And we can know where this is and send all hands on deck to get it corrected. And then our train's going to move forward. That was that experience with the train. And I was really quite satisfied. It went by rather quickly and then I was ready to move forward. Oh, I also asked that I would arrive in divine perfect timing at my destination with a little help from the angels, and I did, in spite of the time and space constraints of sitting there at the train. So you can ask for help and receive it. That was a good lesson to learn too. And ask to get an understanding, and they'll give it to you in a way that you can get it. My next experience with the train was they had more than one engine, and then they had a few cars for a train. And they were stopping one and rearranging and moving around. And this man got out and put this long thing down into the ground and was turning it. And I realized that as he turned it, it switched the tracks so that the track that the one train was on was now different. And it had a new past and a new future. So it completely changed it in the now by switching the tracks in the now. We can do that with dowsing as well. We can clear the past, the present, and the future and give you a new track where when you look back, it's clear, and when you look forward, you're going in a new direction. I find this to be just so exciting. We can do so many things with our dowsing and the divine database.